So we'll say in Parshas Bo, the Torah continues with the dramatic exchange between Paro and Moshe Rabbeinu regarding freeing the Jewish people, allowing the Jewish people to leave Mitzrayim. So at a point in time, after the Mak of Arba, when Paro says, fine, just go, mi v'mi aholchim, who's going? So the Pasuk says, this is in Perek Yud, Pasuk, Psukim Chaf, Chesru Tes. So Vayoshev, Mis Moshe v'Aron HaParo, v'yomar aleim l'chu, ibdu es Hashem alokeichem, mi v'mi aholchim. Paro says, fine, go. Who's going? So Vayar Moshe Rabbeinu says, b'na'areinu u'biskeneinu neilech, b'vaneinu b'vnosinu b'tzinu b'karinu neilech, kichag la'ashem lano. So we'll say, so Paro very often tries to advance this idea, take the men and go worship God. Paro assuming that it was the men who would take the dominant place in religious worship. So go, take them. Moshe says, no, you don't understand. Everyone goes. Everyone has a place in Avodas Hashem. Everyone has a place in Yiddishkeit. Everyone has a place in Torah. Everyone has a place in relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to go with our young people. We're going to go with our old people. We're going to go with our men, with our women, with our sons. Everybody goes. So we'll say this idea of B'na'arenu B'skinenu is a fascinating idea. So I'll share with you two very quick insights. The Ksav Sofer points out a fascinating idea. He says, why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu puts a dafka b'na'areinu b'skeneinu? Why ultimately, again, with our youth and with our young, why not say b'skeneinu u'b'na'areinu? Right? With our elderly and with our young. Why with the young first and the elderly? So the Ksav Sofer writes, he says, ki mitzayim b'tarbusa elilis v'apuch anagufni yosem misukenes lenoar me'asher lezakenim. And I will say, negative influences have an impact on everyone. But adults have the ability to filter better than children. Children are much more susceptible to the negative influences. Children are much more susceptible to the negativity and to the impurity that occurs around them. Therefore, says the Ksav Sofer so profoundly, Moshe Rabbeinu says, the first people we need to take out of Egypt are who? The Na'arenu. B'na'arenu, the skinenu are also going to come, but the na'arenu ultimately, again, have to be extracted right here and now, because the negativity of Egypt ultimately, again, permeates their neshamas each and every day. But then, the Yismach Moshe, the Gita, the Yismach Moshe, has a beautiful insight. And he says, the Maggid of Kashnitz, not the Yismach Moshe, the Maggid of Kashnitz says something dramatically beautiful. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu, an interesting is so just in Chinuch Habanim VaHabanos, the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu said that the negativity of surroundings ultimately influences children most, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu says they are the ones who have to leave Mitzrayim first. But the Maggid of Kashnitz of Osai says that Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching another incredible yisod. What does it mean? V'na'arenu u'biskeneinu neilech. See, he says something amazing. He says, you know, we all know that growth is an incredible yisod. We all know that expanding our spiritual horizons is an incredible yisod. That a person has to grow, a person has to accomplish, a person has to set beautiful spiritual goals. But often we think that when we get to a certain age, we have the right or the license to plateau. When I get to a certain point, so we often say, which is the most terrible, we'll say, the two worst words that a Jew could ever say is, I'm good. Right? I'm good. I'm pretty happy. I'm pretty good. Especially, did you see that guy? Look at that guy. Look what he's doing. Look, compared to him, I'm just like, you know, I'm like a Rosh Yeshiva. Compared to that guy. I'm good. And I both say again, we settle into our habits, and then even worse, we become cynical, sarcastic, and even when someone tries to tell us to grow, we have 1,000 and different great one-liners and good little chaps as to why I don't need to, whatever it is. All of us have our incredible lexicon of excuses. So Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us that Rabosai, it's not just enough to grow when you're young. You have to ultimately grow at every single stage in life. The tzaddik, we saw this in our Rabbi Yitzchak Berditchev, the tzaddik is called the holich. The tzaddik is called someone who is in perpetual motion. The person who stops growing is called an omed, because he stands in place. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Paro something dramatically amazing. Do you want to know the strength of Klal Yisrael? Do you want to know what makes us so incredibly special? Why it is that we are so resilient? Why it is that we will weather your servitude and weather every single challenge that life has to throw? You know why? B'na'arenu Ubiskeinenu neilech. Because when we are young, we are neilech. When we are young, we're holich. When we're young, we grow. When we're young, we have dreams for greatness. When we're young, we have incredible aspirations. We have incredible hopes and dreams for what we are going to accomplish. But we don't stop walking when we get older. Biskeinenu neilech as well. We walk when we're young. That's the play on words over here. Bina'areinu ubiskeinenu neilech. Halicha Rabosai. The tzaddik is called the holich because he's always growing. The tzaddik is called the holich because there are always things he has to accomplish. Because at every stage in life, there's something else I have to do. Because in every stage of life, there's something else I have to accomplish. Yes, sometimes things happen that force us to reroute. Sometimes things happen that force us to dream different dreams. Sometimes things happen that force us to say, the derech I thought I was going to take is not the derech I'm going to end up taking. But Rabosai, the goal in life is, there always has to be halicha. There always has to be movement. At the end of the day, when you put your head on the pillow, how do you know if you led a successful day? And the answer is, have I walked? Is there some measurable halicha? Is there some measurable movement that occurred in my day today? And if there was, successful day. And if Chas V'Shalom I stood in place, oy vavoy, then what happened? The good news is there's always tomorrow. But says Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the strength of Klal Yisrael. B'na'areinu ubiskeinenu neilech, says the Kashnitzer Magid. When we are young, we must grow, but we never plateau. We never stop. We never become complacent. Even biskeinenu, even when we get older, even when we feel somewhat accomplished, we have to lead a life of halicha as well. So whether we look at ourselves as anar, whether we look at ourselves as a zakein, it doesn't really matter. The mantra and the mandate is the same for all of us. Halicha. B'na'areinu biskeinenu neilech. May we be zoche mi'aretz Hashem in whatever stage in life we are in, to experience constant halicha, to experience constant growth, and to go ahead not only to dream the dreams, but mi'aretz Hashem to find the koach ultimately to actualize them.